Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good pull up. They've been saying, hey, we got to on them a little bit. They've been stepping up the music. This is not your vibe here, BT.
That's all right.
Oh,
that's all right.
It's all right.
I ain't going to lie to you. That's terrible. It's all right.
You might have been a little bit old. This was like when I was just in the prime age of going to clubs and stuff like that.
Oh, so you got those memories flooding back.
Exactly,
I understand.
Right.
That's why you perked up. You should have seen Sal before he opened up his mic. You think he was on Molly doing a dance with three honeys in the middle of the dance floor, this guy.
That would hit me. All right. So before we get back to the calls here, 888-808-1019, I want to hear from the fans about Sam Darnold and Giants quarterback situation, even the Jets, if you want to throw them in. You mentioned Brian Flores and Aaron Glenn. Who had this?
Samini.
Said that it's likely either of those two.
He believes that those are the top two candidates right now for
okay,
the Jets job.
Now, I love Brian Flores. He wouldn't be my top choice, but he would certainly be maybe the top choice of who they have interviewed so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't overreact to a singular performance. You, I know, were higher on Glenn after the Sunday night game with the Lions. It didn't do anything. Well, how about last night? I mean, Brian Flores has had a terrific season, but last night, not a good showing from his defense against that Rams team.
I'll be honest. Usually with the Jets, I'm all over the place. I admit it. I mean, I've said it many times. They turned my brain into mush. So, you know, they confuse me. This is one instance I've been incredibly consistent with this Jets head coach search. I had zero interest in Rex from minute one. Didn't go nuts on the Gruden train. You know, wasn't banging the table for him. Was okay if they spoke to him, but wasn't going nuts. Always loved Flores. Always had Aaron Glenn, but he was third. Glenn was third on my list going back about 5 weeks or so ago. Then he jumped to two. Vrabel was always number one. Once he was off the board, Flores jumped up. Glenn jumped up. Those are my top two guys. Now, I also said yesterday, barring these circumstances that I didn't know before yesterday, really, you know, and the day before with Tomlin, if I'm the Jets or others, of course, I call the Steelers and at least get a no. I approach them. Hey, you got any interest in trading Mike Tomlin? If you say no, well, at least I know the answer is no. But if you don't make the call, you don't know. I would at least do that. I did hear that McCarthy is much more amenable to a Rodgers reunion with the Jets.
This is something you heard
something
on
I
your
was texting with somebody last
okay.
night. You know, and there's some other stuff that's a little similar. I think the difference that I got last night is that Rodgers, from my source, is that Rodgers wants to come back to the building. But he understands he won't necessarily be back as a Jet. But he would like to. Like, he really likes it there.
I agree that. I get that. Now, again, I'm not talking to the sources. I just got that feel that he does want to be back, but it's also got to be the right circumstance. You know me. Pete Carroll was my number one choice. I'm going to just eliminate him because it's not realistic at this point, so it's time to move on. They're not going to interview him. Also, Mike McCarthy became available yesterday. He is my number one choice. I've always wanted to pair the veteran experienced head coach with Aaron Rodgers for a year or two. I understand the appeal of going younger, different mindset, all that stuff. For me, right now with this team, I would want Aaron Rodgers back for a year or two with the veteran Super Bowl winning head coach. Pete Carroll, not going to get interviewed here. Not likely. It's not going to happen. Mike McCarthy available. That's not what I want. I want McCarthy and Rodgers. And if not, I got to go over the list again, but it would probably be Flores number two. Because, yeah, I think of all the other guys that they interviewed.
I like Glenn. I know you like him. I love him. And I watched a lot of videos on air, and I want to see how he communicated. Because when he was here with the Jets, he never really spoke as a corner. Like I told you, Keyshawn took all the oxygen out of the room, and the quarterback spoke, and Parcells spoke. But Aaron Glenn has been around Parcells and some great minds and some great coaches, and he's very intriguing to me. But I like Flores, too.
Okay, why Glenn over, say, Josh McCown or Joe Brady? And obviously the difference is the two offensive minds versus a defensive first time.
Yeah. Number one, Brady and who was the other one? Oh, McCown.
Yeah.
I like McCown. I mean, I don't know if I would love going into next year with a rookie head coach saying Glenn or even Flores, Glenn, and a rookie OC in McCown. And do I really want to do that? I don't know. I have no problem with McCown. I actually love McCown.
Right.
Stop, I love him.
Stop me if you've heard this before.
I know.
Rookie
I know.
First time head coach. Yeah. That's what
just
I'm
get
saying.
A rookie quarterback, like, and you're all set. Right back to square one.
Exactly.
Here we go. Run the band back again. What could go wrong, guys?
Trade for Zach Wilson. Bring him back. Like, that's my issue with that setup. But
real quick, though, Sal. About McCarthy, right? See, this is the one thing, and I've lauded the Jets for what I think is a very smart search. I mean, they've talked to everybody. And the more people you speak to, the more, if you do it right, and it seems like they are, the more information you get. More information you have, the better equipped you are to make the right decision. Okay. Even if you don't want to hire McCarthy, how do you not speak to him and get his opinion on Rodgers? Hey, you coached him for how many years? I 10, whatever, the I don't know, whatever the number is. Can he still play?
Right, what would you do if you were to... Yeah.
Yes!
That's why I'm upset with them for not even interviewing Pete Carroll, but this is even worse because McCarthy is was a coach this year and had coached Aaron Rodgers a long time.
Seems like they have zero interest in talking to him, and that's rubbing me the wrong way.
Yeah, that would make no sense to me. All right, let's get a call in here. Kenny's calling from Union City. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, Ken.
Hi.
Kenny.
How are you?
Hey, Kenny.
Yes.
Kenny.
Hey, how you guys doing? Yes, indeed, I'm here.
Good.
All right, buddy, what's happening?
Thanks for having me on, guys. Big fan. I was telling my brother Lloyd. You know, I told him, I said, you know what? I don't blame Darnold through the whole thing. Yeah, I know he made some mistakes, but you know what? I thought the offensive line was atrocious. And the thing is, that's why he didn't get too much protection. And the thing is, Aaron Jones, he wasn't at his best because his quadricep. You know, they should have ran Akers a lot more, my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, but also, and thank you for the call, Kenny. I get a lot of background noise there, so we'll let you go. But we do appreciate you taking the time. You know, to me, BT, it's the same thing as Daniel Jones. I'm not just going to say, oh, the offensive line wasn't any good. Hey, get rid of the football. He took 9 sacks. Did you hear the announcer? I was yelling and watching the game because I had Justin Jefferson props. So I was rooting for, I picked the Rams, but I had Justin Jefferson props. And Darnold wasn't throwing the ball. But then they played the soundbite this morning. Paul Allen.
I heard it.
He's screaming. Get rid of the football. Can you imagine? He's nut job.
I might do that tonight with St. John. Shoot. What are you doing? Come on, shoot.
Shoot it.
Get back. Get back on thing. I mean, listen, the last memories, plural, last two games of Sam are not kind, as we've said, but understand this. This season, 4 times he threw 3 touchdowns, 6 times he had 2, another time he had 4, and 1 time he had 5. I mean, the regeneration for Darnold was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he looked good the majority of the year, looked confident, looked like a different quarterback. And then the last two games looked like the same quarterback. All right, what do you want to do when we come back? You want to get into some Yankees on the other side? You want to do a little Knicks? Okay, we'll do some Yankees.
It's a little bit, the Japanese market suddenly drying up for these Yankees. I want to know why.
No Sakai here in New York, but Soto Sakai will be somewhere else, of course, on the West Coast. We'll get to that coming up. And your calls. We'll continue your calls on the quarterback situation. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the...
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.